In today's programme, teacher Richard Hallows will be here with some more help and advice to make us better speakers.
I think you need to practice a little, and I think you need to practice often. Don't do lots and lots of pronunciation practice, but just be aware, just do a little bit now and again.
English is used as an international language in many different areas. Sport is one. When a football manager from Korea, Park Han-suk, had to speak to a worldwide audience about football supporters in his country, he did so in English. He explains that people in Korea like football very much, but they like to watch it at home on television. Koreans, he says, don't like to go and see a match live in a football stadium. They prefer to stay at home, have a picnic, or go with friends to have a drink.
In the hearts of the Korean people, they like football very much, more than baseball and basketball. But actually, they do not want to visit a stadium. Even if Korean people like football very much, sometimes they want to go another place, like picnic or do other things at home. Maybe Korean people like drinking so much. Maybe if a person is asked whether you go to the stadium or you join your friends in maybe a beer shop, something like that, I think Korean people choose the going to the beer shop. I don't know.
Park Han-suk is someone who's overcome his fears of speaking English to the point where he can talk to an international audience in the language. But what's he doing that makes him such an effective user of the language? What's his secret to better speaking?
BBClearningEnglish.com.
And with me again in the studio is teacher and teacher trainer Richard Hallows. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Callum.
And this week you've been listening to Korean football manager Park Han-suk. Here he is again.
In the hearts of the Korean people, they like football very much, more than baseball and basketball. But actually, they do not want to visit a stadium. Even if Korean people like football very much, sometimes they want to go another place, like picnic or do other things at home. Maybe Korean people like drinking so much. Maybe if a person is asked whether you go to the stadium or you join your friends in maybe a beer shop, something like that, I think Korean people choose the going to the beer shop. I don't know.
That was Park Han-suk, a football manager from Korea there, talking about crowds. Now, Richard, how successful is this person as a speaker of English as an international language?
I think he's very successful because he's using the few words he knows in a very effective way. If I can draw your attention to the example of beer shop.
Maybe Korean people like drinking so much. Maybe if a person is asked whether you go to the stadium or you join your friends in maybe a beer shop, something like that.
He uses this word. It's not correct English, but we understand what he wants to say. The correct English is liquor store in America, and in Britain we would say off-license. But beer shop is perfectly understandable. We know what he wants to say. So he's using his words in a very effective way, and I think this is a good piece of advice for our listeners.
So even if you don't know exactly the right word, you can still use other words to get your meaning across clearly.
Yeah, it's better to explain your way around the word. You use the words you have. For example, let me see if you can guess some words I'm telling you. Okay, I'm driving my car and suddenly I have when the air comes out of the tyre, there's a bang and the air comes.
Now, that's a puncture.
Okay, so I didn't need to use that word. You understood me perfectly well. Maybe, what do you call the thing that, I want to clean my teeth?
Oh, it'd be a toothbrush.
Okay, so there we are. It's very simple. It doesn't have to be a very complicated thing.
So not knowing the exact word in English is not really a big problem for communication.
No, absolutely.
So he deals with vocabulary very well, but if he were your student, what things would you like him to work on?
Okay, I think you know, I think Park Han-suk is very understandable, but I think we could improve his pronunciation a little bit. I'm thinking particularly of the sentence stress that he uses. So by sentence stress, I'm talking about when you make a sentence, where does the stress go in the sentence?
So the strong part of the word.
Exactly. It's very even with the Park Han-suk. Every word is stressed the same. This can be a problem because it can sometimes affect the meaning of what you want to say. If I give you a sentence, see if you can work out what the important part of the information is. What am I trying to tell you? For example, if I tell you, Callum, I've got this big black cat.
Well, it's not a small cat, it's a big cat, because you stressed big.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I could say, I've got a big black cat.
So the colour, this time you've stressed the colour,
yeah.
So it's not a white cat.
It's not a brown cat, it's
a black cat.
Exactly. Or I could even say, I've got a big black cat.
So you've got a cat and not a dog. So it's the same words, but by putting the stress on a different place, you change the meaning, really.
Yeah. Now, you've got to be aware of different stress patterns in your language, and by knowing the differences, this is going to help you, you know, to work out what you need to focus on, where the differences lie, and what you need to do to make yourself more understandable.
And it's not only just in sentences that stress is important as well, it's also in individual words.
Yeah, again, Park Han-suk says they like football.
In the hearts of the Korean people, they like football very much.
He puts the stress on ball, it should be on foot, football. And so, again, this makes not just the word difficult to understand, but the whole phrase becomes quite difficult.
So I suppose a problem is then that if you use the stress pattern from your own language into English, it might not be the same and it might cause some problems for understanding, possibly.
Yeah, so again, in Korean, the stress pattern here is very even. And so you need to be aware of that and to see the differences. A different language might have a stress pattern where, for example, the ends of words are stressed much more than English. So you need to see how you need to change that.
And have you got any advice or tips for students to help them with this?
Okay. When you learn a new word, don't just think about learning the word. There's so much more information you need to add to that. An important thing is checking the stress. A good dictionary will always tell you the stress. So when you learn that word, learn the stress. Mark it in your notebooks. Yeah, underline the syllable or mark it on top of something, but mark the stress. When you learn a word, it's a good idea to say it out loud with very exaggerated, with very strong stress. So, for example, if I was learning the word, I don't know, television, yeah, I might say television, television. So I really exaggerate it so that I can remember it. It's all about remembering. I think you need to practice a little, and I think you need to practice often. Don't do lots and lots of pronunciation practice, but just be aware, just do a little bit now and again. And maybe if you can, try recording your speaking or have another person listen to you and get some advice from them.
That's a very good tip there. Richard Hallows, thank you very much.